Hello, hello, beautiful souls tuning in today. It is November 1st, 2023, Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, a day to honor our ancestors. I am just getting back into the swing of things. I've been on a 3-month journey and trip with my two little wildlings back to the Pacific Northwest, and we just landed in the South here 3 nights ago. And so we are getting reacclimated. Oh, I just realized I have an alarm on my phone. I'm going to turn it off so it doesn't go off during this live. We are happy to be back in our tiny space. I'm like so happy to see these images and paintings and photos and to be with my like beautiful little earthly possessions and back with my husband and reintegrating and calibrating as a family of four. I plan to, this is my, well, first time in a while trying to do a live or doing it through Zoom where I can record it so I can publish it to also my podcast. And today I just have a short time, but I wanted to do some like spirit messages, messages from the heart for you all for this month and on this sacred day of remembering our ancestors. I'm actually going to pull down this photo of my maternal grandmother, Grandma Elsie. That is her in her young days. And I just love the joy and freedom on her face there. She is the grandmother that I got to know the most, Elsie, and I hold her with me always. So yes, another episode will come later about a solo episode about my travels and time this summer. Just really, yeah, so that'll come later. Right now, I want to get into this in this short time. I hope you all are having a beautiful beginning to your November. I hope you had a wonderful Samhain yesterday, if that's something you celebrate with costume or ritual. But I would love to take a moment and yeah, call in my spirit team and my ancestors as I look forward to this next month. Our life has been all over the place. I don't know about you guys. I hope that things have felt abundant and wonderful for you. Yeah, I'm just curious about this month to come and thought that doing it on this day, November 1st. I know I often do messages with the cycle of the moon, but I just felt called to drop this one in today. And I'm going to be using this deck called the Moon Deck. It's from, oh, where are their names? Written by Aaron Leah and illustrated by Andrea K. So let's see. I feel like I would like to draw 4 cards today, and we'll just kind of go one at a time. This is just a very inspired in the moment. Pull and flow. Let's see what November has in store for us. I'm just, if you can't see me, but I'm just holding and feeling and shuffling the cards until I feel that pull, the one. Okay, so this first card that I pulled were, yes, I'm feeling this. Said, we are all sisters and reflect the divine in one another. How perfect for this day. This reminds me, yes, all of us women are sisters, all of us. It doesn't matter who your mother was, we all came from one great mother, the divine. And it has me, yes. We all reflect the divine in one another. I love that it's like this circle up here. It almost looks like an eye, and it's like a half sphere, this like open vessel that we as women are. Let me feel into the messages in this as well. Yes, okay. So I'm feeling, I know I've talked about this before, but we all come from mothers. We are all born of mothers. Every one of us came from our mother at this point in history, from their womb. We were birthed from a mother, whether it be through our portal, our vagina, or through our belly. We are all birthed from our true mother. And we are all sisters. We are all connected in this world. And this is like the soul of my work is sistership and coming together. And the when I work with women, what I'm doing is reflecting your own divine beauty, your power, your wisdom back to yourself, because we all have this inner knowing, this inner compass. And this just feels like another beautiful reminder that we are all sisters. We might not all get along with each other. We all are different and unique, and yet we all share some things as well, all being daughters of mothers who were daughters of their mothers, and daughters of mothers, and daughters of mothers, and daughters of mothers for as long as history goes back into the beginning. So this just feels like a reminder to remember our ancestors on this day, in this month, where in the Northern Hemisphere it's autumn and things are dying, leaves are falling. We're going towards this darkness. The light of the day is getting less and less. And it, for me, it brings more spaciousness, less going and doing, and more being and witnessing and experiencing. So I hope for that for you this month, that you might say the names of your mother, grandmother, great grandmother, sisters. Remember that we are all connected. Okay, let's see. Which is the next card? I welcome clear vision and inspired action. With the eagle. And I feel like this is like an, oh, on this side, new moon and then the sun. So for me, I feel like this is a reminder for me. Sometimes, like, I feel like I hold many clear visions and I think forward to envisioning my like ideal life and ideal community and relationships and what I'm wanting to cultivate and create in the world, which includes community and sistership and women supporting women. We are, you know, in this current world of global female suppression, and we need one another. And I want to support and lift up other women. And I feel like sometimes I can get stuck in the envisioning and I get stalled out and afraid to act. So if you, and just today, I just took multiple actions before recording this podcast. I sat down at my computer and attended to some work emails and inviting people to my podcast and asking to do swaps on other podcasts. So if you have been envisioning something and have found yourself hesitating into doing the inspired action, let this be right now inspiration, a calling from your ancestors, from your guides to move forward, do the action. Sometimes doing the action helps us also get more clarity about what our vision is. And sometimes we do an action and something doesn't work, but that helps inspire us or teach us another way or open another path and another door. So I hope that might be true for you as well. This is also feels like an affirmation to me of doing this right now, that this is also my active inspired action of today. Another action was for me to get on here and go live, which is always a little intimidating, even if there are zero people witnessing it at the time, knowing that people will watch it later and that I would like to publish it as a podcast and just knowing the possibility of people watching. And yeah, so let's move on to the third card here. And then we'll do one more after that, I think. It's here, it's here, it's here. Okay. It's card number 24, which is sort of fun because that's like near the, middle-ish of the month. And it says, I love myself completely and unconditionally. Let's say that again. I love myself completely and unconditionally. I feel like this is such a beautiful message. Thank you, guides. Thank you, ancestors. This lotus here, it reminds me of, so Danielle Serang, she's one of my mentors. She has a spirit school podcast. She's a medium in Squamish. And I've done mediumship mentorship with her. And in one of her recent podcasts, where she was doing her, she calls it spirit messages. And she was reminding me, reminding you, reminding us that we are enough. And she said, just remember, I am enough. You are enough right now, how you are. You were enough the day that you were born, and you have been enough every other day since then. I have definitely been a people pleaser and a martyr. Especially as I have come into motherhood. And may this be a reminder to love yourself, all the parts of yourself, the dark parts. We all have darkness. We are imperfect beings of light and love and darkness. Yes, I love myself completely and unconditionally. Maybe repeat after me. I invite you to. I love myself completely and unconditionally. I find that for me, I can be so much more accommodating and gentle with other people. And yet sometimes I have this inner critic, this inner mean girl that tells me that I am not good enough. I am unlovable. I am conditionally lovable. So I appreciate this reminder to love myself also completely and unconditionally. All right. Our last one here. Play is my pathway to joy. Oh my gosh, play is my pathway to joy. This again just reminds me of my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, Elsie, here. Here in this show photo, like look how playful she is. I can get so wrapped up in the day-to-day, all the adulting things, the bills, the paid work, the money going out, the laundry, all of the tasks and the doing of the day. And yet, play really is an incredible path to joy. So if you have forgotten to play this month, this year, I invite you to find a way to play. Now, play, of course, looks different to each one of us. For me, play looks, many different ways, but some of my favorite ways to play are I love creating altars. I love dancing by myself with my children. I love to run fast sometimes, as fast as I can, which is not as fast as I used to be able to run. I love to practice handstands. Just remember that if you are feeling down, if you are feeling blue, swinging also, she reminds me of like, I love going to a playground with my kids and getting on the swing myself and seeing how high I can swing. If you don't have enough joy in your life, I invite you to practice and try some more play in your life. What ways of play lit you up as a child? What elements of play light you up now? Play, 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 playing an instrument, maybe playing with your voice. That's been another journey of mine this year, is playing with my voice. So I hope that, I hope that you find play and joy this month too. And as I looked at that last card, it also reminded me of this song. Let me see if I can remember how it begins. That it's Alexa Sunshine Rose, and it's called Cycles, and it's been one that I had memorized earlier this year. And it always makes me think of my ancestors, of the knowing that we come and we go, and this body is an impermanent vessel that I have the opportunity to be inhabiting right now, and someday I won't. And there was a time that I wasn't in this body before. I am the sunrise, I am the light. I am the moonrise, I am the night. I am the stars in the sky. My body's of the earth, and my spirit knows how to fly, to turn through the cycles of my life, caring and sharing this love inside. And then it goes on to repeat itself. But I just, such beautiful, impactful lyrics. I love them. Love to all of you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being with me here. I hope that there is something here for you. I would love to know if you want to comment or email me or work with me if you feel so called. I hope that you're having a beautiful beginning of November, and that you have taken some time today to remember your ancestors and loved ones in spirit.